שין למד וב סיף א אין אוילם באילו בין לאג בין יובש מז נאר אל קליימ אל טרי whether it is fresh tree or is dried out. Shabru brings that even if it's totally dried out and its leaves fell off also, even so Chazal asked climbing or putting things in any type of tree. It says that some people make it in that situation when it's in the summer. Now, in the winter, all the trees look like they're dead because the leaves fall off. So it's not a riot. But in the summer, if you see one tree without any leaves on it, so it's obvious that it's dead. Therefore, those that don't make it, they could put something on that tree. Kol ponim, you're not allowed to climb up the tree. Nitlim boy, you're not allowed to lean on it. Mishtamshim b'mechub l'kachat klal. You can't use it in any fashion, which means you're not allowed to put anything on it, or you're not even take something off of it. If the wind blew your hat onto a tree, you have to leave it there until after Shabbos. All this exer shem yalo yidlo, it's just exer, you're going to climb the tree and rip off branches or leaves in the process. All the beginning of Shabbos, if somebody did climb up on a tree on Shabbos, b'shoigeg, will to lay it. If he did it unintentionally, then he could go down. The mezid, also lay it. They made a kanas. A person intentionally went up on a tree on Shabbos, he has to stay there till Motzei Shabbos. He's saying, if he did that there going up, why is he going to listen to the Chazal not to go down? It was chayzer tshuva once he went up there. If he went up before Shabbos, he didn't do an issur going up. Therefore, they permitted him to go down. That which we said, that if a person goes up before Shabbos, he can go down on Shabbos, since he did not go up on Shabbos, that those that are more stringent, they say that that is only when he went up with intention to go down before Shabbos and something happened and got stuck in Shabbos. So in such a case, that going up was perfectly a seder. Avlim lo yodaita leir mipo yijayim lo yeh mishachashecha kivin shiodaita leishav sham isa. But if he went up before Shabbos with intent to stay there on Shabbos, then according to the more stringent opinion, he has to stay there for the rest of Shabbos, because it was also for him to go up with such an intent. Ramos says, "V'daf gadam shalosh shom, avam iniyaf sham chayfis mivoydayim, also little misham shabbos." That which we permit a person to go down is because it's hard for a person to stay up on a tree the whole Shabbos. But if you put something there before Shabbos, then he does not have a head to take it off on Shabbos. This iser is going on a tree, something similar to a tree. Avol kolim harakim ki yerek, mutar l'shtamish b'hem avol bishem mechubarim b'karka, then also l'shtamish b'yerek. Reeds that are very soft, like a yerek, they don't have a trunk like a tree, you're mutar to use or put things on them, even if they are more than 3 tefachim above the ground, because you treat them as a yerek, as a plant, not as a tree. Though the Mishnah Berurah says there are a lot of achrayim that say that if it's a type of reed which now it's soft, but it's eventually going to harden, then even though it's presently soft, still it has a den of a tree. The idea of this yerek is anything that's soft and bends down by itself.